Good morning, students. Welcome to the e-content of the grammar lesson tenses, module number 1. In this module, we would know the importance of tenses, the different tenses like present tense, past tense, and future time. The objective of this module is to sensitize about the relation between tense and time. It is also to make the learners feel the importance of the proper usage of tense and time. Let us read some examples to know the relation between tense and time. We have example number 1. We are having an online class today. Here it is present tense. The structure we are having is the structure of present progressive, and the time is present. You can say today is the time marker here. So in total, example number 1 is about present tense and present time. Then example number 2, our Prime Minister visited the flood affected area yesterday. Here it is past tense because the verb visited is the past form of the word visit, and the time marker is yesterday, which is past time. So in total, example number 2 is about past tense and past time. Then we will move towards the third example. It will rain tomorrow. You can ask me the question that why it is called the present tense, because the word will has been used, which is always used to express the future time. But my answer would be that will is the present tense. Like we have three forms of will, like will, would, and would. So here it is the first form, that is the present form. So in total, this example talks about the present tense and future time, because tomorrow indicates the future time. Then we will move towards example number 4. We will see here, I could be a singer in future. Here it is past tense because can, could, and could is the three forms of the verb can. Can is the present form, could is the past form. Similarly, could is also the past participle form. So here it is past tense because could is used, and future time, it is clearly reflected here. Also we can say, I would like to be a singer in future. Here it is past tense because would is the past form, and time is future because it talks about a future time. Now we would analyze that what we learn from these examples. On the basis of the examples given above, it is clear that futurity can be expressed by both present and past tense. From the examples given in the handout and slides in the PPT, you can get a clear idea about the tense and time, also their usages. Let us discuss that. Come to the handout. You will see the present tense. We will discuss some uses of simple present tense. It is used to express a habitual action. For example, he takes a walk every morning. It is also used to express general truths or scientific truth. For example, 2 and 2 make 4. Or you can say, oil floats on water. You can also use simple present tense in exclamatory sentences and also in imperative sentences. You will find the examples under the column present tense in the handout. Now, we would move towards the present progressive tense. This tense is used to express an action going on at the time of speaking. For example, it is raining heavily. It is also used to express a temporary action which may not be actually happening at the time of speaking. For example, I am working on a project. Here, when the speaker is speaking this sentence, he may not be busy on his project. He may be talking with his friend, he may be traveling, he may be watching TV. So, it is used to express a temporary action which may not be actually happening at the time of speaking. The speaker may not be busy with working on the project when he is speaking this statement. It is also used to express an action that is planned or arranged to take place in the near future. For example, he is going to the city next week. So the action is planned, or you can say arranged, and the action would happen in future, that is next week. So whenever we talk about planned action, or you can say an arranged action which would take place in the future, we can use present progressive tense. Like we have the example here, he is going to the city next week. The action of going to the city is planned or arranged, and the action will happen in future. So whenever we want to express an action which is planned or which is arranged but will take place in the future, we can use present progressive form. Then we would go to present perfect tense. It is used to indicate completed activities in the immediate past. He has just come. So here we would understand that the action has an effect on the present time. It is also used for past actions whose time is not given. Here, time is not given means it is indefinite time. The time has not been particularized or specified. For example, I have written 3 books. Here, the time is not given when I have written the books. So when the speaker would like to express a statement and he doesn't want to express the time, then he can use present perfect tense. And the objective here is for past actions, to talk about the past actions which time is not given. So when we express the past actions without mentioning the time, we would use present perfect tense. For example, I have written 3 books. Other examples also you will find under present perfect tense. Then we would move towards present perfect progressive tense. We have the example, they have been building the road since March last. Then we would come to past tense, uses of simple past. It is used to indicate an action completed in the past. And here you will find the past markers. For example, here the past markers, here the past marker in this sentence is last year. Similarly, you can have different past markers like yesterday, last night, last decade, and others. So, when we want to indicate an action completed in the past, we would use simple past. Like, I met him last year, provided there should be a past marker. And the past marker here is last year. Then we would move towards the past progressive tense. It is used to denote an action going on at some time in the past. For example, when I saw her, she was writing a poem with full attention. Also, for persistent habits in the past, we use this tense. Like, he was always taking tobacco. Then, the uses of past perfect tense. He had become a billionaire even before he was 30 years old. So, past perfect tense is used to describe an action completed before a certain moment in the past. Other examples also you can find. Then, uses of past perfect progressive tense. It is used to express a repeated action in the past. For example, Ashish had always been extending a helping hand. Some other examples also you can find in the handout. Then we would move towards future time. You can ask me why it is future time and why not future tense. Students, one thing is clear. In order to express the future, we take the help of modal auxiliary. For example, I will go to my village tomorrow. So, will, here is the modal auxiliary, right? Then, we also use is going to, or you can say be going to. The we verb includes is, am, are, was, were, like. So, I can say, I am going to call you tomorrow. So, am going to, you can say the present progressive structure. But I am going to say about a future event. Right? Similarly, we use simple present to talk about things that will happen in future and that we can't control. For example, the concert starts at 7 tonight. So, I am using simple present to talk about the future. So, future is not tense, future is time. In the beginning phase also, we discussed the relation between time and tense, and from those examples also, you will be pretty sure that there are two types of tenses. One is present tense and another one is past tense, and future is the time. Then we will move towards the slides. There you will find the structures and the examples. Come to slide number 1. Here we have the structure subject plus V1. V1, I mean the first form of the verb. When it is positive sentence, here we have the example. She puts the keys on the table. So here the structure is subject she plus V1, that is puts. Then negative sentence, subject plus do or does plus not plus V1. For example, she doesn't put the keys on the table. Similarly, we have the interrogative sentence and the structure you can find, do or does plus subject plus V1. We can say, does she put the keys on the table? then present perfect tense. Before it, we will discuss the present progressive tense, then we will come to present perfect and present perfect continuous. So let's talk about present progressive. Here the structure is for the positive sentence as given in the handout, subject plus auxiliary plus V-I-N-G, that is ing form of the verb. For example, I am playing football. Negative sentence, subject plus auxiliary plus not plus ing form of verb. I am not playing football. Then we have interrogative sentence, and the structure is auxiliary plus subject plus V-I-N-G. Like we can say, am I playing football? This is an interrogative sentence. Or you can say a question sentence. Then we have present perfect continuous tense. For positive sentence, as you find in the slide, it has the structure of subject plus have or has plus been plus V-I-N-G. Similarly, you will find the structure for negative sentence and interrogative sentence. Then simple past, subject plus second form of verb, as we find in the positive sentence. Then negative sentence, subject plus did plus not plus V1, as we see in the example. Then we have interrogative sentence, did plus subject plus V1, like did we watch the news last night? Then past progressive, different structures are there for different sentences, like for positive sentence, negative sentence and the interrogative sentence. Then past progressive interrogative sentence, let me give you an example. It is V-verb, like was or were, plus subject, plus V-I-N-G. We have the example here. Were they studying mathematics yesterday? Then, past perfect, positive sentence, subject, plus had, plus V-3. Here, V-3 means third form of the verb. So, we have here in the example, she had come late to the school. Similarly, you will find the negative sentence and the interrogative sentence. Then past perfect continuous tense, you will find the example in the positive sentence, subject plus had plus been plus V-I-N-G. Similarly, the structures are given for negative and interrogative sentence. Then we will have future simple, positive sentence, structure would be subject plus will or shall plus V1. Nowadays, there is no distinction between will and shall, and will is the form which is preferred highly. We have the example here, I will compose the poem. Then we have negative sentence. We have the example, I won't compose the poem. Then you will find the interrogative sentence, then future progressive, positive sentence, subject plus shall or will plus be plus V-I-N-G. Similarly, you will find the negative sentence structure and the interrogative sentence structure. Then future perfect, subject plus shall or will plus have plus V-3, that is third form of the verb. I have the example here. I will have completed the task. Similarly, you will find the structure and examples for negative sentence and interrogative sentence. Then future perfect continuous. For positive sentence, you will get the structure subject plus shall or will plus have plus been plus V-I-N-G. You will find the negative and the interrogative sentence also. And finally, you will get the handouts. Some answers have been given in the exercise column. Similarly, some assignments have also been given. You will find it to be very meaningful. I hope you are struggling a lot during this pandemic. And I strongly say that all your efforts will bring the rich dividend, a rich learning outcome. Thank you, students. Stay home, stay safe, and stay blessed. Happy learning.